Nau mai hoki mai te whānau ki te reo irirangi Māori o te hiku o te ika, marunga i te kaha o te iarere, iwa te kaumā whetu i ra kotahi. He kaupaparangatira kua toko ake ki roto mai o Tāmaki Makaurau, hei āwhina i ngā whānau haua, ingaringa o hāpai te haora pairangi hoki. Tā huri ake tātou ki tētahi o ngā māngai kōrero mō tēnei kaupapa ko Tania Kingi tērā. Tēnā koe, Tania, how are you this morning?
Tēnā koe, o tino waia, he engari, he tino engari. Oki, no, he nui te mahi mō tēnei kaupapa o Pairangi.
Ai.
It's been a bit of a struggle.
Aye, definitely. Kaupapa like these don't get off the ground, and to my understanding, get off the ground easily. And to my understanding, this is one of the first of its kind here in Aotearoa. Before we get into our kōrero, though, can you just introduce yourself to our listeners, who you are, where you're from, and what you do?
Tēnei te mihi ki a koutou, ko Tāne Akini, a haruhi uri o ngā tiawa mō ngai tai mō te aroa hoki. He kairangahau mō tētahi rōpū ko te rōpū waiora. He te rōpū waiora te tētahi rōpū mō ngā whānau haua. Ngā whānau haua i noho i te puari, i ngā kaimahi, ngā whānau katoa. No reina, ka nui te mihi ki a koutou.
Ai, tēnā koe, Tania. Thank you for having time to have a kōrero with us this morning. You know, during this COVID-19 pandemic, we've seen a lot of kaupapa springing up left, right and centre to help our whānau. And I think this is just another great kaupapa to add to that list, and being one of the first of its kind, particularly to help our whānau haua in Tāmaki Makaurau. Can you tell us how this kaupapa came about and how you aim to help these whānau with this kaupapa?
So we started with three organisations that have been working together for a little while now. So in Tāmaki we have a collective of marae. Te Kotahi a Tāmaki is a network of marae here, about 36 marae, have joined this collective. Te ohonga are our tikanga and kaumātua advisors that support the health sector, so they've got a rōpū that support each other in that mahi. And then there's te rōpū waiora, who's governed and founded by whānau with different disabilities. And as I understand it, there aren't many organisations like actually all three of those organisations. So when we got word of how this pandemic and COVID-19 was spreading, we got together and tried to figure out what could we do to respond. And we realised quite quickly as we scanned the different communities that we all are part of, that there was an awful lot of mahi going on out there. And no one had put together a directory or a menu of services for all of the excellent work, and certainly not a menu that our community could access or read. So we started there. We thought if we could find out what everybody was doing, then we could put it in a number of languages. First of all, we wanted to make sure that it was available in te reo. And we noticed with all the COVID, the official COVID information that was coming out, there was an awful lot of white noise. And it wasn't relative to some of our communities. So we thought, well, we need to develop something that had a very strong Māori feel to it and was relevant to our Māori community. And then, of course, there was the issue of easy read, which is a type of English that's a simplified method for people that have learning disabilities or those that have a low literacy level. And we looked at COVID information and thought, well, it's not really easy read. We need to translate that to an easy read form. And then, of course, sign language was a biggie. Trying to get the information then put into sign language. So we came up with the idea that if we use the technology that's available to us, we could possibly put all of those languages on one technology platform and then let everybody know who was doing what and getting the information so that our communities could be informed, prepared, and compliant. I think that's really what we were after. And what we didn't realise was how popular the site might be for everybody else. Because, I mean, the reality is if information is accessible to whānau hoa, then it's accessible to everyone. Mm. And because we had made sure that te reo was built into the way in which we were delivering information, especially for our marae communities, we wanted to make that sort of like our launching pad. Mm. So when you go on Pairangi, you have the option of three waharoa. Each waharoa is a language, te reo and audio as well as text. And the audio services the blind community. And you have that in English, you have it in te reo, and then you have film clips and sign all the COVID information there. And then, of course, there's the service providers, which we had an awful lot of service providers. So we had a fairly large team drawing down all the lists that are available here at Tāmaki. And as we're speaking, they're importing them onto the database for the website so far, and they can find who's doing what in what area and how do they make contact to get assistance.
Ai, tēnā koe mō tērā. Launching this digital platform, was there a lot of mahi that went into it? And, you know, you've spoken about the reasons and why it's been established. Has anybody used this platform? Does anyone express that it's a lot easier than using the official COVID website? I think particularly for Māori whānau, that element is probably a selling point. Engari anō, I also see that there's also access for kaumātua kuia, is that right?
Yes, so we did a very quiet launch only because the technology that's needed to get something like this up, we knew there were going to be a lot of bugs and we were finding them, so we thought we'd just quietly launch it. But within, I think, 5 hours without even advertising, there was something like 300, what do they call them, hits, on the page. Then because so many of our community at Te Rupu Waiora have different impairments, we asked them to go and surf and make sure that they could access different links. And they came back and said, yep, it works fine for us. And so they invited others. So our first feedback was from, I think, what used to be called the Foundation for the Blind. So the Blind Low Vision Trust now, is they sent us some email to say that they found it really easy. The Pauzi Association found it the same. I've just got off a kōrero with some kaumātua who are part of the health sector. They've had a surf this morning and they're staying on different parts of it where they're listening to interviews with Dereo and kōrero and Dereo, so they're quite happy with that. But the 0800 number is probably the part where whānau who don't have access to the Wi-Fi and broadband and all of that sort of thing. We have a team that will be the mouse movers. So they can ring the 0800 number and a team will move through the technology or the website for the person who's rung to cover that off.
Ai, kia ora moira, kōrero e hoa e Tania. Definitely is a very accessible website, just going through and having a titiro. Awesome job there, whānau. But, you know, these kaupapa established within this COVID-19 pandemic. Is there a future for the Pairangi website to probably go ahead post-COVID-19, or is it just designed specifically for the time being?
To be honest, we hadn't thought of anything after COVID-19. It was kind of just how do we make sure that whānau who don't usually get the memo will be included in this. So kind of heads down and we just went for it. We learnt very quickly, though, that when you establish something like this, it has use in so many places. So when the Tangihanga policy came out, I got in contact with the Māori funeral directors here in Tāmaki and said to them, look, I don't know what the policy means. All I need for you to be able to do is come on to Pairangi and put the information there. It's not really, we're not going to debate what the information is, we just need you to put it up there. When that happened, there were a number of iwi groups that, because of the policy for Tangihanga, had sent out the memo to their own iwi and tāmaki and had said to them, don't bring your te papapi home. You can't come home if you're whānau outside of your bubble, kuramati. But we need to be able to, because I think some of the whānau and tāmaki were feeling a little bit abandoned. Mā tāwaka whānau, when that policy came out, they were really quite beside themselves. And our issue with that was how do you make sure that they stay compliant, but they don't feel the disconnect. And then all of a sudden we had some different iwi contacting us and asking whether Pairangi could be another channel, not the only channel, definitely another channel, where they could keep in contact with their uri who live in Tāmaki. So we hadn't considered that as being a future for Pairangi. And then it's just the sheer volume of services that exist. I think there's a definite definite purpose for Pairangi after COVID, as far as when you look at the data we're collecting, it's primarily a heap of Pāhi organisations. And it doesn't quite make sense that these are the organisations that are getting funded to serve the Māori community when our stats look as bad as they do here in Tāmaki. So just by collecting all of that information, we can now say to the decision makers, you know, this is what this landscape looks like. There are some providers here that are doing any work, and there are others that are being completely overworked. There are some gaps, there are some duplications. You need to make better decisions around how it is that funding gets out to service our community. So, yes, I guess the short answer is yes, there is a purpose. There are a number of things we could utilise this platform for.
Kia ora.
And once we get through this COVID-19 and this pandemic, then we'll certainly be looking at other ways that we can look, well, we can utilise it, because so much work has gone into building this to its point. It would be a travesty, I think, to not utilise it
anymore. Aye, and there definitely is a need for the kaupapa post COVID-19. You know, we expect that, you know, there's going to be troubling times, hard times ahead of us, especially with our economy, and that alone puts a lot of stress on whānau. And, you know, taking into consideration that taumahatanga that may be put onto the special whānau, you know, so I do think that the support is what they do need. Nō reira, tēnā koutou katoa, Tania, and all these organisations that have come on board to help with this kaupapa. He oi anō ora, kua āhua mbemiti te wā kia tāua. We've run out of time. Engari, do you have any final kōrero for our whānau listening, where they can access the Pairangi website? And you spoke about the 0800 number. Tēnā homai te 0800 number, e hoa.
it's an easy URL, an easy address to find. It's www.pairangi, with an E, P-A-E-R-A-N-G-I, at NZ. Pairangi.nz. So www.pairangi.nz. I think the 0800 number is 0800-100-132, but you better check it. It'd be the other way around. Just have a sense. We're really keen to hear feedback. Anybody that has any difficulties or see some improvements, just fire us an email or give us a call.
Ai, tēnā koe, Tania. Thank you for having a kōrero with us about this kaupapa today. Kia pai te roanga a koe o tō rā. Kia haumaru, be safe, ne?
Ai, me koe. Ka kite.
Katia, kia rā e tātou mā. Ko te reo kōrero tērā o Tania Kingi, koia tētahi o ngā kaimahi o te rōpū Waiora. Hei kōkiri ai i tēnei pai raraunga me kira digital platform mo te hunga hauā kia āta mōhio i ngā rerekētanga o te ao o tēnei mate uruta. Kamutu e tātou mā, ai, ko tika rā te number wire, kore waru rau, tahi rau, tahi toru rua. Hono atu hoki kia pairangi.nz, kei reira te roanga ake o ngā mokamoka mo tēnei kaupapa, engari me haka iri ake te kite kōrero i konei e tātou mā. Noho tonu mai.